I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Will Nash is a freshman at Chatham High School. He swims and makes food for fun. He is 14 years old and has lived in Chatham his whole life.
I believe in living life to the fullest. I'm a strong believer in you only live one. My family has always taken risks, which is a blessing and a curse. My dad grew up with five brothers, and I love hearing the stories and the trouble they got into. Just about every time I see one of my uncles, they tell me about the adventures they had, like the time several of them saved enough money to buy a boat that needed a lot of work. Together, they covered it in a fiberglass, but for the rest of their summer, they had fiberglass stuck to their hand. I had grown up wanting to live a life like they did, which might not be the best idea. Luckily, I have my three sisters to stop me before I make stupid decisions. I live my life to the fullest by taking risks. A risk to me is a chance of a reward that may take great sacrifices, but they must be made in order to achieve that award. In some risks, the sacrifice may be bigger than others, and in others, there may be ways of completely avoiding any sacrifice at all. If you even think for a second that the reward is worth it, then it is. If you didn't really want it, your mind would just toss it aside. What I always think about is that if I have my reward and I'm still standing and have my dignity and freedom, the reward was definitely worth it. The biggest risk I have taken in my life happened about a year ago when I made the decision to switch swim team. I had been on the swim team for about 5 years, and it was going well for a long time. I was getting good times and getting into lots of high-standard meets, but when I turned 13, everything started going down. There was no denying that my times were getting slower. They weren't qualifying for any good meets, I wasn't living my life to the fullest, and I was settling for the easy way out and ignoring the problem. My coaches were not giving me the support I needed and made excuses for my failure by saying things like, "You aren't practicing hard enough," or "You aren't focused." It was then I decided there had to be a change, and fast. This was a very big change for me because basically my whole swimming career had been on this team, and I created a very strong bond with many of my teammates. With the support of my family, I made the decision to move to a new team, and it was the best decision of my life. My only wish is that I had made it sooner. If you don't take chances and live your life to its potential, then you will be living in a life of regret. One of the worst feelings you can have in life is regret. Nobody wants to look back and think about how they could have had it if they had just made different decisions. If you think something is a good idea, go for it. And if things go south, you have your friends and family to help make things right. Everyone has regret. From small things like wishing you went to that party even though you don't know everyone there, to big things like wishing you followed your dream job but the better paying job you hate. I regret lots of things in life, like skipping events because I don't know a lot of people there, or avoiding activities because most people would not see them as cool as I did. It kills me to look back and wonder what could have been if I had just listened to my head. I'm happy with my life, and it keeps getting better. Living life to the fullest is such a simple key to living the life you want to live. You don't have to be a daredevil or do crazy stunts. Even taking slight risks and taking every chance for success will set you off for a life of happiness.